Today, Joel's team are testing the wheels of Curiosity's twin.
Your hardware's kind of low class, you know.
That's what we call it.
It's just one of hundreds of tests the rover has been through in the past 9 months.
That's great.
The scientists want to land on Mars and explore. They want to explore where we land and then also explore kilometers away from where we land. And that means we have to drive. We'd like to be able to drive over big rocks so that we can drive close to a straight line, not too much meandering around. And therefore, we design a big rover. That makes it tricky.
The reason Curiosity is so big and expensive is because of the science it will be conducting on Mars. It will have to drive across difficult terrain while carrying a lab full of equipment.
The scientists would like an infinitely capable vehicle, but in the real world, the machine has to fit within a certain volume, it has to fit within a certain mass.